Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk, broadcasting this week from Washington, D.C., as part of Washington Watch from the NAFB, talked to the NFU President Rob LaRue about a National Farmers Union donation to the Ukraine.
Last week, food aid. A lot of money on the table now for food aid. We're talking rice, wheat, but how will that benefit farmers?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, farmers want to be helpful here. And in fact, I might just take a moment just to, you know, again, talk about, you know, the very generous donation that was made just within the last few days from Farmers Union directly to humanitarian relief in Ukraine and kind of affected areas. And that was made possible by the generosity of the North Dakota Farmers Union, Minnesota Farmers Union, as well as South Dakota, Montana, and Wisconsin. Together as Farmers Union Enterprises, they committed a total combined with National Farmers Union, $125,000 in that direct humanitarian relief. So farmers, first and foremost, want to find ways to be helpful in this situation. For farmers, one of the best ways that they can do it is making sure that the crops that they grow can be moved out there. And so USDA's decision to tap into the coffers there to be able to buy this food aid and get it delivered out there is good for getting that to the places that need it. Also creates a kind of stabilizing effect there with the market. So all in all, this is really good, but obviously we need to find some resolution to the humanitarian dilemma that we find ourselves in.
But farmers feeding the world, boy, nothing like putting your money where your mouth is. And North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota Farmers Union coming along with, you know, Montana. Great. Yeah, big salute to those groups.
Well, I tell you, farmers, wherever they are, Farmers Union members or others, they always want to help out in their communities. And we think of, you know, as you look at the stories about, you know, what is the breadbasket of Europe there in Ukraine, and all the farm families that have just been so devastated by this crisis and this war with Russia. And so this is one really important way to lend some help.
We're really struggling with getting in the field because of high water, but I can't imagine not being able to get in the field because you need a bulletproof vest or you're worrying about incoming or mines in the where you would normally plant a crop.
It isn't the truth, though, but the you know, it seems like each year there's something new that we have to kind of struggle with. And right now we have this world kind of geopolitical problem right now with Russia and Ukraine and the impact that that's having all throughout the markets. But prices are relatively strong. But input costs and fertilizer costs are through the roof. And then on top of that, you have weather conditions that don't even allow us to get out there. So, you know, I know folks are starting to think, you know, preventive plan and so forth. You know, I just wish we weren't in this cycle. We have big parts of the country that are under a huge drought. But I think as we look ahead to the farm bill, what this tells us is that we need a farm bill that is going to try to tackle these problems, not be the answer to our problem today, but be an answer to whatever the situation might be. Because too often in the past, we sometimes write a farm bill for strong prices, and then prices go in the tank, as cycles do, and the farm bill isn't really prepared for that. And so we need a farm bill that's going to be there even when prices go down, because we know they will eventually. We need a farm bill that is going to try to tackle this problem of consolidation in agriculture, because cattle markets are getting a lot of attention right now, but if it's not that, it's fertilizer, it's seed cost, and so forth. We need a broad kind of approach to getting a handle on that. Farmers Union has been tackling this with our Fairness for Farmers campaign, and we're going to keep up the pressure.
This is Inside Agriculture.